Welcome back to the latest episode of the EIQ Cast. My name is Ross Levanto, and I'm your host, and we're joined today yet again by EIQ Network's product evangelist, John Linkus. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Ross. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening in today.
And we've managed to kind of recover, for lack of better terms, from the RSA conference that happened last week in San Francisco, and heavy traffic throughout the week at the RSA booth, at the EIQ Networks booth, which was nice. And one of the interesting topics last week that really attracted a lot of attention was the keynote at the RSA conference by Melissa Hathaway, who's President Barack Obama's cybersecurity czar, recently took the position a few months ago. The reason why it drew a lot of attention is because Ms. Hathaway recently completed an analysis of the cybersecurity posture of the federal government. And I guess to start off with, John, I guess this is a good thing that she kind of has submitted this report and come to some conclusions which at the very high level make a lot of sense.
They really do. You know, if you look historically at how information security has been handled across the federal government, it's very compartmentalized. You know, different agencies have, in many cases, their own standards, and there have been attempts like FISMA, for example, to standardize information security. But even in cases like that, you know, the DoD intend to make their own sets of standards. So it's I think very important that she recognize the fact that that a lot of this disparity exists with different federal agencies and organizations, and she made some specific recommendations on how to improve it.
But on the other side, though, John, I think it's fair to say that we have to make sure there isn't a reactionary response to Melissa Hathaway's report. You know, certainly there are issues and concerns related to the security of the federal networks, but by the same token, some of the responses, and in fact a piece of legislation that was introduced this week in Congress, might actually be more of a reactionary posture to this.
Yeah, very true. Yesterday, the Critical Electric Infrastructure Protection Act, you know, of course, if it's a federal law, it's got to have a cool acronym associated with it.
Of course.
Got introduced by Joe Lieberman and Benny Thompson primarily as a reaction to the news that emerged a couple weeks ago, in fact, which was one of our podcasts around the fact that, although not necessarily state-sponsored, Chinese and Russian system had placed benign malware on the energy distribution and regulatory systems of the United States critical infrastructure. And, so of course, Congress gets a hold of this information and they immediately push out a law. It's true that we do have to have better security standards, but the reality is there's more value, I think, in properly implementing the standards that are already out there. So taking the CIEPA as an example, NERC, which is the regulator for energy in the United States, already has a set of standards. They're called the SIP standards. And, they really clearly define what organizations need to do in order to prevent these types of attacks from occurring and how they should monitor their systems. The problem isn't that there isn't regulation. The problem is that the regulation is not necessarily being followed completely. Monitoring isn't occurring in the way that it should. And that's why these issues are occurring, not necessarily because there isn't enough regulatory or standardization around what these organizations need to do to protect themselves. And my concern, I think the concern of a lot of the IQ, is that in time, this is going to simply result in more regulations around the federal government. You know, it's not just good enough to have FISMA. We're going to have to replace it with something else and have layer upon layer upon layer of regulation. The reality is organizations should start by ensuring that federal agencies and other regulated groups that the federal government regulates implement and basically make their system secure based on existing laws first.
Yeah, one of the things we talked about in last week's episode was the fact that there was a report that came out of Verizon that showed, and we talked about the fact that a lot of concerns or issues on the threat side and some of the breaches that have happened could have been prevented just by proper monitoring of the security systems. And it seems like, as it relates to the patchwork of regulations that the federal government could impose on itself, that monitoring is a key part of that.
Absolutely. And, related back to that Verizon report, I believe it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 7% of the data breaches in the commercial world that Verizon identified could have been prevented through the implementation of very simple security controls that weren't in place. And one of those key security controls is proper monitoring. So, you know, organizations, I think, are having a difficult time not so much getting regulations, but interpreting and actually managing to those regulations. And there are a number of reasons behind that. I think one of the key reasons is simply because managing and in particular monitoring their environments can be difficult, particularly if they're using, you know, a dozen different tools or solutions in order to make that happen. Everything from SIMs to vulnerability scanners to IDS, IPS reports. And, you know, that requires people, and it requires time to sit down and really monitor those things.
If we were to approach, let's put on our cap here and approach this from the standpoint as if the federal government were a customer of EIQs, what would be some advice? How would we approach kind of the process of trying to make the federal government systems more secure?
I think we would start out by first and foremost understanding what it is that the federal government has. Every agency needs to know what it has in order to be able to secure it. If they don't know what they have in terms of assets, whether it's servers or infrastructure devices, if they don't know or understand, for example, how those systems are used and the type of data that's on those systems, it's going to be very, very hard to protect that infrastructure, because if you don't know that it's there, you can't really protect it. So first and foremost is understanding what's there. And, you know, there are many different ways that can be done. It can certainly be done through software. EIQ SecureView product, for example, is one way that an organization could go out there and identify the information assets that are out on the network, whether those be the electronic information assets, whether it be you know, databases, servers, infrastructure devices, et cetera. First and foremost, know what you have. Second, once you know what you have, understand the value of the information that's on those systems. Are those, you know, some systems are more valuable than others. Some only contain, for example, data that would be presented in a public-facing website. Other systems have much more critical data, protected healthcare data. In the case of the federal government, you've got classified information. So understanding what the data on those systems are and then applying the appropriate controls to ensure that data remains where it's supposed to remain, doesn't go outside the sandbox of systems that it's not supposed to go to, and that the systems that contain that data have the appropriate level of controls, whether those are configuration controls at the operating system level, whether those are things like network filters, like port filtering, whether that's ensuring that IDS and IPS tools are in place in front of those systems. It's a broad range of security implementation that can occur there. First step is know what you've got. The second step is know what the value of it is.
And, you know, the last thing I want to talk about just quickly is the actual report, the 60-day cybersecurity review from Melissa Hathaway. It hasn't been released publicly yet because it's still being reviewed by President Obama and his staff. But we did get some hints last week at RSA about some of the high-level themes that would be included in the particular report. And I think it's kind of fair just to mention those briefly.
Yeah, absolutely. So in Ms. Hathaway's keynote at RSA, she said a couple of things need to occur. One is that, as we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, that centralization needs to occur, and she believes that should be running through the White House. The executive branch and the White House need to be really defining what standards need to occur. You look at all these different agencies, and in reality, they're all implementing their own standards, but they're all peers. The White House really sort of can supersede and override those and really dictate to those organizations what they need to be doing. Another thing that she indicated is that public-private partnership is really essential for strengthening cybersecurity. So, and I'm very excited about this. I mean, you know, not just because we're a software company
in the
private world, but I think it's a good approach because although the government is really good in many ways at, say, for example, security research, the reality is that a lot of that innovation occurs in the private sphere. So I think it's important for the government to be able to contact and rely on and query industry leaders both here in the United States and abroad to ensure that appropriate considerations are given to technologies and trends in information security to make sure that these systems remain secure. I think it's a good approach.
I think we'll all be eagerly anticipating the report when it's released, and no doubt, John, you and I and the folks at EIQ Networks will be taking a look at it pretty seriously to see if there's any particular advice that is noteworthy to spread out to a larger audience. But and this is, I think, a good piece of background, a good episode of background in anticipation of that report. But for now, we're out of time. John, thanks so much for joining us again this week, and I'm sure we'll chat again next week.
Thank you, everyone, for listening in.
And for everyone listening, this has been the EIQ Cast.
This podcast was produced by EIQ Networks, a provider of enterprise security and compliance management solutions. For more information, visit EIQ Networks on the web at www.eiqnetworks.com. EIQ Networks, security and compliance management, redefined.